Greetings. Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. If you just happened to tune in, tonight's topic is skin disorders, and I went through a list of very important nutrients for the skin, such as all the fat-soluble vitamins A, D, E, and K, and the water-soluble vitamins B5, B12, and C. And I mentioned the most important minerals for skin health, which include magnesium, zinc, iron, and selenium. But the skin also relies on protein from animal products and saturated fats such as butter and omega-3 fatty acids such as found in fish, fish oil, or flax oil. So all these are very important nutrients. However, the health of the skin and the gut are intimately linked. After all, the lining of the gut is a special type of skin requiring the same nutrients as our external skin. For example, zinc and vitamin D are the key nutrients for supporting a healthy gut barrier. And a healthy gut is lined with a biofilm made up of billions of beneficial bacteria, just as healthy skin is home to a variety of bacteria, most of them beneficial. When undigested proteins, pathogens, and toxins pass through the gut, which happens constantly in those with poor gut integrity, the so-called leaky gut syndrome, they can no longer be eliminated through the feces, and they must be transferred to our backup organ of elimination, which is the skin. Recovery from rashes and skin lesions often calls for a very restricted diet, such as the GAPS diet, along with cod liver oil. Plenty of butter, gelatinous bone broth, and lacto-fermented foods are needed to restore gut health. As the gut heals, so will the skin. Now, for more information about this GAPS diet, or the so-called gut and psychology syndrome diet, you can go online at www.gapsdiet.com or www.gaps.me. And this diet is a specific carbohydrate diet. Now, proof that gut and skin health are linked comes from studies of infants. Infants with poor intestinal flora often develop eczema. A study from Sweden showed that children with only a limited variety of bacteria in the feces 1 week after birth more often developed eczema by the age of 18 months. A diversified intestinal flora seems to be better at stimulating the immune defense. The composition of a child's bacterial flora is, of course, dependent on the mother's microflora, since she is the primary source for the child's bacteria at the onset. Another clue that gut and skin health are related is the fact that acne and other skin problems often show up after a course of antibiotics. If you must take a course of antibiotics, be sure to follow up with plenty of lacto-fermented foods and possibly a probiotic supplement. This ounce of prevention may prevent a ton of unpleasant skin problems later on. While many people spend small fortunes on external skincare, healthy skin must start on the inside, nourished by a healthy diet. A diet low in refined carbohydrates and high in animal fats, rich in fat-soluble vitamins, and the proteins that support skin and collagen integrity is the basic recipe for skin health. Bone broth and stews that are rich in collagen help make skin thicker and healthier. Lacto-fermented foods support intestinal health and gut integrity. As with every organ in the body, the skin is adversely affected by refined carbohydrates. Likewise, coffee, tea, and caffeine-containing beverages can cloud the skin's natural glow. Anything that puts stress on adrenal function will also put stress on the many functions of the skin. As for external care, the best advice is don't wash your face with soap. Soap depletes the body's natural sebaceous protection and also removes some of the beneficial microorganisms that inhabit the skin. Regarding daily skincare, a good rule is not to use anything that you can't eat. Expensive creams are not necessary and may do more harm than good. Instead, you can just use coconut oil or extra virgin olive oil on your face at nighttime and on areas that may be dry. Now, before we continue, let's take a short break and listen to another song from today's feature CD by Dan Seals. And when I come back, I will talk in detail about a natural treatment for eczema.
Saw your picture on a poster in a cafe out in Phoenix. Guess you're still a sweetheart of the rodeo. As for me and little Casey, we still make the circuit in a one-horse trailer and a mobile home. And she still asks about you all the time. And I guess we never even cross your mind. But oh, sometimes I think about you and the way you used to ride out in your rhinestones and your sequins with the sunlight on your hair. And oh, the crowd will always love you. But as for me, I've come to know everything that glitters is not gold. Old Red, he's getting older, and last Saturday he stumbled, but you know I just can't bear to let him go. Little Casey, she's still growing, and she started asking questions, and there's certain things a man just doesn't. Her birthday came and you never even called. I guess we never crossed your mind at all. But then sometimes I think about you and the way you used to ride out. With the sunlight on your hair. And oh, the crowd will always love you. But as for me, I've come to know everything that glitters is not gold. Everybody said you'd make it big someday. And I someday I'm sure you're gonna know the cost. Cause for everything you win, there's something lost. But oh, sometimes I think about you and the way you used to ride out in your rhinestones and your sequins with the sunlight on your hair. And oh, the crowd will always love you. But as for me, I've come to know everything that glitters is not gold. Ooh, everything that glitters is not
gold. Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Today's topic is skin disorders, and I talked about key nutrients for the skin and also explained that gut health and skin condition are intimately linked. Eczema, which is Latin for skin rash, is a common skin disorder that severely disrupts the lives of many people of all ages. In its acute form, eczema causes inflamed, red, dry, and itchy skin, and some patches may blister and weep, and eventually these areas may crust over. If the eczema is a chronic problem, the skin will continue to itch but may thicken and take on a leathery consistency. Usually, dry scales develop and the skin's color may change. Most acute cases are brought on by an allergic response. The person suffering from eczema may be allergic to a certain food or to other substances. In either case, it is quite possible to have a reaction from ingesting the allergen or just from touching it. And some of these irritants can be in the form of dyes, perfumes, soaps, pollutants, and even sunlight. If you can identify the irritant and remove it, the eczema will usually disappear. But if the skin continues to be exposed to the irritating factor, the rash may spread and develop into a chronic condition. Also, always remember, stress may aggravate acute eczema and keep it from resolving. The incidence of eczema has been increasing over the past 40 years. In fact, it is now considered the most chronic disease in the pediatric population in the Western world. Food allergies have been long suspected to play a role in eczema, as well as candida or yeast overgrowth, low levels of essential fatty acids, and deficiencies of other nutrients that help keep down inflammation. Poor digestion and detoxification can also be the root of eczema. However, in trying to understand eczema on a deeper level, the first issue to address, as with all allergic and autoimmune diseases, is the fact that the antibodies that cause autoimmune reactions are made against foreign proteins that have found their way into the bloodstream. Whether we are talking about foreign food particles or autoimmune reactions, the issue is not so much stopping the toxic skin reaction that results in the eczema, but rather sealing and healing the gut in order to stop the leakage of foreign proteins into the bloodstream, either from food or other sources. So healing the microflora of the gut, healing the microvilli of the gut, and stopping the absorption of antigenic proteins is the key to stopping the vicious cycle that results in chronic eczema. In order to heal the gut, the person is advised to follow the gut and psychology syndrome diet, which is a modified traditional diet, which will start healing the gut and restoring the microecology in your GI tract. Basically, we created the situation that has allowed chronic illnesses like eczema to flourish when we moved away from our traditional diet, which had its emphasis on lacto-fermented foods, good fats, bone broth, and properly prepared grains by first soaking or sprouting them. Eating a diet of basic whole foods to encourage a healthy internal balance and a balanced immune system is of utmost importance, because when you think of it, 80% of your immune system is located in your gut. If your gut flora is damaged or altered, it results into a weakness in your immune system. The person should also consume essential fatty acids every day. Flax seeds and flaxseed oil are great sources, and you should use the oil in dressings or sprinkle the seeds on salads. Flax seeds and the oil change with heat, so do not bake with them or expose them to high temperatures. Cold water fish, especially salmon, are also good sources of essential fatty acids. Also, eat pumpkin or sunflower seeds daily because they are excellent sources of zinc, which is a mineral that encourages the proper metabolism of essential fatty acids and is important for skin health. You should also remember to drink a lot of clean water to flush out toxins and to encourage skin health. Make sure you eliminate all additives from your diet. Not only are additives likely to cause a direct reaction, they contribute to a toxic internal environment that can manifest in the skin. If you're suffering from eczema or any other skin condition, you should determine whether you have an allergy or a sensitivity to any food. Now, in my nutritional practice, I sometimes recommend patients to do a pulse test on their own with certain foods, and this test was developed by Dr. Arthur Coker. And he's actually a medical doctor, and it is a very simple procedure. And you basically take your pulse using exactly 60 seconds before you're about to consume a certain food. And then you take your pulse immediately after having eaten the food. Now, if there's an increase of 12 or more beats per minute, it indicates a reaction. In certain situations, an elimination diet is the best way to uncover any hidden food allergies, although it takes time and dedication. Now, common food triggers of eczema are dairy, citrus fruits, tomatoes, soy, shellfish, commercial eggs, wheat, and gluten. Most definitely stay away from inflammatory foods, especially avoid sugars, spicy foods, caffeine, and alcohol. In addition to the GAPS diet, there are some great natural remedies that can relieve the condition, such as evening primrose oil, which has been shown to lower inflammation and often helps with skin healing. A person afflicted with eczema should not only rub the oil under the skin, but should also take evening primrose capsules. And the recommended dose for adults is 4,000 milligrams per day for 6 weeks, and then 2,000 milligrams per day thereafter. Fermented cod liver oil should be consumed to supplement vitamin A, which has been shown to heal the GI mucosa and is valuable in the treatment of a variety of skin conditions, especially if it is combined with the high vitamin butter oil. This combination product of fermented cod liver oil and butter oil is available in capsule form at the Evergreen Cottage. Probiotics and probiotic foods should be given, including a daily dose of fermented foods such as sauerkraut. In my nutritional practice, I also use and recommend a protomorphogen from standard process called dermatrophin, which blocks the antibodies that eventually cause skin inflammation. And the recommended dose is 1 to 2 tablets 3 times per day between meals. Now, for topical treatment, there are a variety of natural preparations such as homeopathic creams like calendula cream, neem oil, or chamomile lotion. Or you can use essential oils diluted in carrier oil such as jojoba oil. You can also use lavender, geranium, thyme, or juniper. All those oils have great anti-inflammatory properties. And now it's time for another break with music from today's feature CD. And when I come back, I will talk about natural remedies for acne.
Which way? Jesus won't let you go. And every time I hold her in my arms or look into her eyes, I wonder this time, does it show that you still move me? You still